Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpost, and this is On Deck presented by Flagpost Sports. Let's do it.
Now batting for the American League from the New York Yankees.
Alright guys, another week of spring training in the books. Yankee camp full into gear, getting ready for the regular season coming up soon. Next time you know it, it'll be March. Let's see what happens. But of course, there was some bad news this week. The big bad news that we found out was the Yankees announced that our presumptive ace, our guy Luis Severino, is going to be out for the rest of the season. He's going to need Tommy John surgery. Actually, I believe he had it yesterday. If I'm reading everything right, sounds like everything went well. It's going to be out for at least a year. Tommy John surgery, you never know, could be more than that. But he's going to be out for this year. And that's a big blow because it was expected that he was going to be the number two behind Gerrit Cole and anchor this, anchor this Yankees pitching staff. Now, it doesn't look that bleak because the Yankees do have some weapons at starting pitching, but he will be missed. It's a guy that throws 100 miles an hour. This filthy stuff. He's going to be gone for the season. He'll be missed. From here, and all of us at Flagpost, wish Sevy a strong and speedy recovery and get back to us next year when we're hoisting that trophy. The other injury news, I don't know if anybody was too upset about it or really, if you had the over-under on this, you'd probably hit the under on it. So, Giancarlo Stanton, who missed basically the entire year last year in the regular season with a bevy of injuries, including a calf strain, is out until and maybe even past opening day with, guess what? A grade one calf strain. Isn't that amazing? Really putting in that trade and that money to good use, $30 million a year. What has it got us? It has got us a year out of two, maybe even less than that this year. The way he's going, he's basically Mr. Glass. You touch the guy, he just breaks. There's no secret about it. Tone has never been a fan of Giancarlo Stanton. I hated that trade from the get-go. Yeah, we brought a big bat to New York, but you know what? It was a big bat that was used to playing in a small pond in Miami. You brought him to New York, it didn't really translate. Yeah, he hit basically 60 home runs that year before he came to the Yankees. But you know what? It's a weak division, NL East. I think anybody on the Yankees, including our own presumptive and our captain, Aaron Judge, could have hit that much. But now he's out. Aaron Boone saying that likely out past opening day. So now we have him out of the lineup. Not great. Some good news, though. This past week, Miguel Andujar ramping up, playing in a spring training game, hit a home run. It's looking good for him. I think the word around the camp is that the Yankees are looking to have him play multiple positions during the year. Excuse me. They think they're trying him out of left field, first base, and third base. I think when you got a guy like Gio Urshela, who has just phenomenal, ridiculous, filthy defensive abilities at the hot corner, you want to keep him there. And you know what? His bat was pretty good last year, hitting over 300. I think Andujar, at this point, should maybe learn first base. I think that's where his best position could be. We got Luke Voit there. That's my guy, Voit. Luke. But I think alternating, giving Voit a night off here and there, giving Andujar a night off here and there, that DH position, especially with Giancarlo Stanton, going to be out for a while. So going to need a slot there. And I think one of these guys could do it. I think Andujar's bat needs to be in the lineup. His defense, I will say, so far in the spring training, from what I've seen and from the drills that I've seen him play, it does look like he's a little quicker, a little faster throwing the ball. Releases a little better. I think when he held onto the ball, that's when bad things happen. But he is looking a little better, but Yankees still want him to learn a few more positions, get more flexibility in this deep, deep lineup that we have. Not much else going on around the camp. It's just pretty much business is business. Tanaka's doing what he's got to do. J-Hap has a couple starts, couple wins. He's looking pretty good. Guys talking about maybe that fourth starter. Now that we have Cole, Tanaka, Happ, Montgomery could be in the mix. Sessa could be in the mix. Lasawiga could be in the mix. There's a lot of guys. We got some depth. I'm not saying it's the greatest depth, but you know, there is some guys out there that can go out, pitch us a good game, get us the win. That's what we're going to need this year if we're going to hoist that trophy. I think we could do it, and I think it's possible. Other news around camp. Other camps, I should say. Vegas has set the over-under for the Houston Astros to be pegged at 83.5. So far, through four games, maybe five today, the Houston Astros have been pegged 7 times. That's a rate at 1.4 a game. At that rate, they're going to blow past that 83.5. And my money, my bet, is going to go past the over. There's no way these Astros are not going to get hit. And I got to tell you, the more I think about it, these umps, yes, they work for Major League Baseball, but they got their own union too. Major League Baseball can't say, you know what, we're going to do something to you guys if you don't take care of these guys. This whole league has a target for the Astros, and they got to believe that this year they're going to go after them. It's going to be some headhunting. And I think from the major teams that were involved in all this scandal, especially the teams in their division, the Yankees, I think it's very, very possible. Now, I got to tell you guys, it's been a very uneventful spring training so far, which is a good thing other than the injuries that the Yankees currently have. Paxton, on the other hand, some good news on his front. The Yankees saying that maybe he could start throwing, be back a little sooner than expected. He was expected back at the end of May. Maybe could be back in April. That would be a gigantic boost, especially to the starting lineup, the starting pitching lineup, I should say. That rotation definitely needs a guy like Paxton. He was amazing at the end of the year, rolling off all those wins, propelling the Yankees to a hot, hot September going into October. They'll definitely need that going forward. Now, we do have some games coming up. We're ramping up. You're going to start seeing some starters get into the games more, go a little further. Right now, they're going maybe an inning, 2 innings, tops 3 innings. Might see them go 4, 5, maybe 6 innings soon. Pitchers go a little more. Jay Happ, first game of the season, went 2 innings. He went 3 innings this week. Might go 4, 5, maybe next week, start ramping up his innings. You got to think that it's coming soon. These Yankees are just on their way. They will get this. Some other good news. Aaron Boone saying that Aaron Judge is likely to get some game action next week. That'll be good. Our captain number 99 get into the lineup. You're going to need him. Very optimistic about the season. You got to feel optimistic. They are the odds on Vegas favorites to win the World Series. Win-loss total in Vegas has them at 101. I'm taking the Yankees, baby. Let's do this. This is Tone. This is Flagpost. And this is your update from spring training, New York Yankees, and around the league. Catch us back next week for more news, more updates, and, of course, for your daily news and updates. Hit us up on our Twitter page at Flagpost Sports. And, of course, for all the latest news and updates, catch us at our amazing website, flagpostsports.com. For now, this is Tone. This is Flagpost, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpost Sports. Let's go, baby.